Good morning, P1s. 8:19 is the time here on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. Get work in progress. Monty, Mino, Ham, in for the morning musers. Mino, good lord, DJ. My Mino's also there, elsewhere there for a second. I don't know what's going on.
So Monty, when you look at me, you're thinking of Mino?
DJ and Ham. In for the musers. That's a sweet spot, this. Man. I don't know what you want me to tell you. Coming up at 8:40, we're going to talk to the time traveler that we heard about earlier in the show. I imagine he has quite the story to tell about the future of all of us, really. But here, DJ, you're headed out pretty soon, which I don't know where you find the time. To be honest with you, I mean...
To work here?
No kidding. I'm amazed that you were able to get a day off. Such a working man.
When's the last time I was even on vacation? You don't even know.
What time is it?
Wednesday.
Hardly taken a vacation. My one vacation this year has been I went to Birmingham, Alabama with Corby. So don't act like I vacation all the time. I've been to Alabama this year.
How many you got playing the rest of the year?
A few.
Okay. How many three-day weekends have you had?
Multiple.
Hardly any. But we are hitting the road next week. On Thursday, I'm going to be out. And I'm going to be gone for about 9 days as my buddy Nick is getting married. Congratulations to Nick and Jordy. And as to where they're getting married, you know, Gary, Indiana...
City in America.
A lot of great places here
Gary's
in America.
Terrible.
Going back to Birmingham, round two?
Could have been Birmingham.
Cockrell Hill, maybe?
Maybe.
Travis.
Fly by Travis.
Guess maybe there's an event center somewhere on Cockrell Hill. I don't know. It's a weird place to just hold a wedding. That's not much of a destination for a wedding. But
at least you ran in here from their pre-show meeting.
I had my bachelor party in Irving.
Yeah, that checks out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was during COVID.
I didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't get invited either.
I'm really glad, though, either. Yeah, you'd have given us all lupus or something.
No, or worse. So my buddy and his bride are getting married in Trechtinghausen, Germany.
What?
At Burg Reichenstein, traditional castle on the Rhine River in Germany. And if you look it up, I sent y'all a link. It's kind of modernized. They've gone back, all of these castles. It's really cool. You look at videos. And travel, I think, is completely different now versus when I was a kid. Because now, whenever you know that you're going to go somewhere, you watch 100 YouTube videos on professional travel bloggers who have gone to every restaurant, every hotel, every...
Guy Fieri.
Every Guy Fieri, I guess. Mm-hmm. And looked at all the sites and tells you what is worth it, what isn't worth it, what are the problems, and all of that. So it takes, I think, a lot of the headache and a lot of the stress out of potentially traveling somewhere that you're not real familiar with. But I'm still a little intimidated because I've never been overseas and are...
Anywhere?
Overseas, yeah.
Okay, I guess you've been to Mexico, yeah.
Yeah, but it's going to be a quickie. As we're going to be 3 days in Germany, essentially, in the Rhine River Valley. Then we're going to do 3 days in Nice, France, with a buddy of mine and his lovely lady. And then, for me, the number one thing of what we're going to be doing on this one is we're going to fly out to Zurich and then train it to Interlaken, where you're just up in the mountains, essentially, and it's amazing hiking, it's amazing...
In Switzerland,
yeah. Yeah. If you are into things like skydiving or parasailing, you know, any of the extreme stuff like that where you're flying through the air, it's about as choice in the world as you're within eyesight of the Matterhorn and of several of the world's biggest peaks and mountain ranges and the most majestic... Basically, the most majestic... scenery you could possibly get in the world. It's all just kind of right in that area.
Yeah, that sounds fun. I've tried indoor skydiving, you know, those places. I just couldn't get off the ground.
Giving it all she's got.
They had the fans redlining.
There's like bolts out of the machine flying across the room from the pressure.
I'm just laying there.
I'll just give you your money back, sir. Just don't write
Come
a negative
on,
review.
I got the squirrel suit on, just ready to take off, and barely even got an inch off the ground.
So it's going to be... I did spring for one thing. We're doing direct flights.
Okay.
So it's DFW to Frankfurt, and then it's going to be Frankfurt to Nice, and then Nice to Zurich, and then Zurich back to DFW. So there's not going to be going to Heathrow or anything like that. Or
how long are those flights?
5 flights?
11 hours. 11 hours for DFW too. And I'm already dreading that because I'm not a huge person, I guess you would say, but I'm uncomfortable on plane seats. I get real squirmy. I want to stand up, but at the same time, there's nowhere to go. I start to get a little anxious, and I just feel like I feel like I can't move. And that's on a 3-hour flight, 4-hour flight at most. 11 hours is a little bit intimidating to me right now.
Yeah, that my worry on any flight like that, even the shorter ones like you were saying, is that thought is going to hit my mind while I'm on the plane, and then my brain's going to start to take over and go, you know, you couldn't get out of this situation right now even if you wanted. You're just stuck up here. And then you really start getting antsy, and that's why I have to basically drug myself like a circus elephant.
Start sweating, looking at the door.
Yeah.
The emergency pull.
I mean, I have to be...
I could get out.
I have to have flight attendants bucket brigade me on and off the plane. Because I'm just so Xanax to the gills that I can't stand it.
And that's...
So 11 hours sounds like hell.
And we leave on a Thursday at 4 p.m. Dallas time, and we will get there to Frankfurt, Germany, which then you've got another like hour and a half train ride from the airport to the place.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be a lot. It's definitely going to be a headache. You get there, I forgot what I was going to say. We leave at 4 p.m. on a Thursday, and we get there Friday morning at 10 a.m. ish their time.
So that's the where the jet lag gets you, and they tell you don't go to bed.
You got a full day whenever we get there, and there's of course wedding activities planned, and the check-in at the hotel isn't until 3 or 4 o'clock. Not exactly sure there, so we're gonna have some time between by the time we get there to the original place that we're staying for the wedding, and when we can actually, even if we wanted to take a nap of some kind, that we could. A couple of other things I wanted to point out here.
Can I ask you, though, real quick, the guy that's getting married here, just what does he do for a living?
If he's getting married in a castle.
He does advertising sales.
Okay.
He does sales.
Does well?
He's definitely not from like a wealthy family or anything.
No, but
he's just
he
a normal guy.
It.
He's just my buddy from college.
Interesting.
He does well, and she does
pretty
well.
Because, is this not... set you back quite a bit, or am I? Do I have no idea?
It's setting us back just visiting,
just going,
quite
yeah.
a bit. So yeah, I can't imagine, and doing our own wedding stuff at the same time. That's a month away. Yeah, I can't imagine what they're paying for this.
Is that why you're having to eat leftover breakfast sandwich?
We're just bringing pizza rolls for the trip, and that's all we're eating. We're eating a Costco sized bag of pizza rolls. We're just gonna have some freezer blocks of ice in there in the luggage, and just eat that the whole time.
And then just sit on them and warm them up on the plane.
Yeah.
Like a mother hen,
like an MRE, like a human MRE.
I don't think they're putting pizza rolls in our MREs. I hope they would treat our troops a little better.
Nothing wrong with pizza rolls. I thought about ham because we've done a lot of. I mean, whenever you're over there, one of the first things I think of is want to try a bunch of the food. You hear France has crazy food, it's going to be really good. Found this one, the traditional sandwich of Nice, France, is called a pan bagnat, or banat. It's called, or which means, translates to bathed bread. The ingredients here, Ham, would you eat this sandwich?
All right,
how do you spell that, by the way?
Yeah.
Panbagnat. Fresh, crisp vegetables.
Out.
Canned tuna. A simple dressing. So the filling is tuna, hard-boiled eggs, sliced tomatoes, radishes, scallions, green bell peppers, and olives de Nice.
Boy, that is 0 for 11.
Yeah.
For Hamon over there.
And also it says sometimes crushed anchovies or basil.
Oh, just for a little salty element, yeah.
Also in Germany, we found a sandwich called a Fischbrötchen. What do you think of this one, Ham? crispy bread roll.
Okay.
I like bread.
Yeah, bread's great.
Stuffed with a cold, briny fish, usually herring, fried cod, or smoked mackerel. Then topped with raw onions, pickles, and a creamy sauce like remoulade. In or out?
At least there's no okra fish.
Out. Yeah, there's only water-based fish in there.
Yeah.
I'm a little nervous that I'm going to be ugly American in several different ways, but if I'm spitting out my food like a toddler because it's all gross, I feel like they're going to judge me over there.
They're judging you anyway.
In turn, they're going to judge all of America.
Are you going to be like whenever...
You're our representative?
Yes.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Mexico. He's got a double turkey.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Are you going to be like whenever... Like if we had to go to some weird dinner, fancy dinner when I was a kid... My brother and I didn't like the food, and we'd always have to like ask our mom, can you take us somewhere on the way home? Is that going to be you at spitting out your pond bug knot, asking if you can get a couple of Jack in the Box tacos on the way home?
That would be great.
At least you're going to try.
Send me their kids menu.
We're going to try, and we're going there. I mean, there are a lot of different choices, so you don't have to go traditional. In fact, our
France has a wide variety.
Yeah, I was actually surprised. My buddy found a place. I didn't know if I should have been offended. He sent us, like, we should go eat here, and it was like a Mexican food restaurant in Nice.
Nice.
So I don't know how the Mexican food, I don't know how the sopapillas are in the south of France, but I guess maybe we're going to get a chance.
Can I try some of your carne asada here?
What's y'all's nacho selection look like here? Big nacho guy.
Taqueria.
So I sent y'all last thing here. Like I said, I think the centerpiece of what we're going to do, and we'll report back after. This is just, you know, I think it'll be much more interesting to talk about after the
fact. Once you're there, or, well, yeah, maybe you'll fall off a mountain.
But I sent y'all
links.
This
mackerel sandwich will take you down.
It might. I wouldn't rule that out.
Tough way to go.
I sent y'all links to three different hikes that we're planning on doing in Switzerland, and I'm going to butcher these names. There's one called the Schneige Platte Ridge Trail. And this one, essentially, if you can imagine Interlaken, it's just like mountains on each side, like hills, like in between a hill and a mountain, but it's on both sides. And it's like if you were at the top of each of these, it's kind of like a mountain range and you can walk along it at the top. And as you look down, you can see Interlaken and you can see the cities in the valley down there. So it's almost like you're walking this kind of tightrope-ish, kind of harrowing feeling on the side of a mountain type hike, and it takes several hours. That's another thing. I'm a little nervous that I'm going to look like a fat American that's real out of breath from these hikes, where most other people around the world is just what they do.
Some Erling Haaland looking guys passing you.
Yeah, with a 90-pound pack on his back, and he's like bench, like military pressing a bar over his head. Yeah. I'm definitely expecting to see that.
And DJ's just back at the trailhead, just crawling.
It's like, we haven't even gotten to the trail. This is the hike to get to the trail.
Need another cheeseburger. Yeah.
Breathing hard, fatty, huh? There's definitely...
More Coca-Cola.
Whether it's to my face or not, there's definitely going to be that happening. Also, I think the one I'm looking forward to the most, it's called the Oceanesi Panorama Hike.
Yes.
And it's remote. And a lot of these, it's kind of a hassle to get there because you have to take trolleys up into the mountain and you have to take these antiquated little mountain trains that look like the mini mine train from Six Flags.
Nice.
But you have to take it in order to get to these little towns and get to where these trails are.
Sure.
So it's kind of a headache. So this one, it takes a while to get there, but then the path takes you to this just absolute picturesque little lake in the middle of the mountains, just the most serene, untouched spot of land. It seems like
those are always my favorite when we go hiking.
Yeah, and this one, it has like a trail where you can go down to the shore and you can swim in the lake. It's also got one where you can go up around the perimeter, so you just have this unbelievable
panoramic view.
Yeah, snow-capped mountains on the top, and then you look down and it's just like this perfectly green, super bright blue lake. So
getting there and chum the waters.
Well, you're only there gonna be. I don't know when I'm gonna be back, so you gotta leave your mark.
Yeah.
I don't know what to.
Return the mackerel sandwich to its homeland.
Whence you came.
I'm talking about you processing
it. You're
first.
Not throwing it.
Oh, that's it. Also that. So, I also feel like that this is like the sly way of cheaping out a little on the vacation, too, where you. We're just going to do a lot of hiking.
Yeah, but you're seeing stuff that looks amazing. I'd rather do that than go to the Eiffel Tower.
Exactly. And we even, that was our original plan, was we were going to go to Paris, and we said, I don't know if we're Paris people. Really crowded, a lot of lines to go to the sites and stuff. Yeah, we're beach people, we're more outdoorsy people, so we're really looking forward to it. I know the hard line is going to love that I'm on vacation again, but tough tease, pal.
I think they got Dylan Reed. They're good.
They got a lot of room to talk.
Yeah, exactly. So,
can you carry a message over there for me, though?
Yeah.
As I look at some of these photos?
Sure.
Not real ADA compliant. A lot of these hiking trails.
Yeah, I did think about you on these. I was thinking if there was any way we could get you over there at some point.
I don't see many wheelchair ramps.
No, it looks dangerous for me, let alone for our handicapped brethren. Well, I'll put in a word, though. I'll see what we can do.
Yeah, whenever you
get a ramp, show photo.
Get a ramp put
your in. Your fiance is like, why are you so distant right now, DJ? Be like, I couldn't push Monty anywhere in here.
No. It sucks.
At any point, if I cross your mind over there, you're going to slap yourself and get the thought out of your head.
Hurl yourself off that
mountain. Forget about it. Forget about it. Forget about it. All right. Well, sounds like fun. Hope you have fun over there in Europe.